Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 29, question 78. Do then the bread and the wine become the real body and blood of Christ? No, but as the water in baptism is not changed into the blood of Christ, nor becomes the washing away of sins itself, being only the divine token and assurance thereof, so also in the Lord's Supper, the sacred bread does not become the body of Christ itself, though agreeably to the nature and usage of sacraments, it is called the body of Christ. And then question 79. Why then does Christ call the bread his body and the cup his blood, or the New Testament in his blood, and St. Paul the communion of the body and the blood of Christ? Christ speaks thus not without great cause, namely, not only to teach us thereby that like as the bread and wine sustain this temporal life, so also his crucified body and shed blood are the true meat and drink of our souls unto life eternal, but much more by this visible sign and pledge to assure us that we are as really partakers of his true body and blood by the working of the Holy Ghost, as we receive by the mouth of the body these holy tokens in remembrance of him, and that all his sufferings and obedience are as certainly our own as if we ourselves had suffered and done all in our own person. As we continue to think about the significance of the questions, particularly in the Heidelberg Catechism, you notice what kind of questions these are here in questions 78 and 79. You could call them clarifying questions. You could call them questions that force you to dig a little bit deeper. You could call them polemical questions that ask about the distinctiveness of the Reformed position and that by way of implication rule out other views, other alternatives. You could call them questions that anticipate objections or misunderstandings and prevent them from happening by addressing them directly. So that's what happens in question 78. Do the bread and wine become the real body and blood of Christ? That's not an exaggeration. That's not an unrealistic leap into the dark. That was what some people have dogmatically and forcefully affirmed. But the Catechism takes that up to point out that's not true. That's not true because think about the analogy with baptism. Nobody says that about baptism, so why are you saying it about the Lord's Supper? But it's also true because it would basically destroy the nature of the sacrament as a sign. The bread and wine are signs. They represent the body and blood of Christ. If they were literally, physically, the body and blood of Christ, they would no longer be signs, would they? Because now they would have become the very thing they signify. So it's against the nature of a sacrament as a sign and seal to believe that. And that's why these two questions and answers direct attention to the question. Basically, the question they're answering is, what does Christ mean when he says, "This is my body," or "this is the new covenant, the new testament in my blood"? No answer to that just bluntly says, well, is means is, and that's all there is to it. The transubstantiation answer, where you hold that bread and wine no longer exist, instead the body and blood of Christ exist where there used to be bread and wine, don't just say it is, because it doesn't look like it, it doesn't smell like it, it doesn't taste like it, it doesn't feel like it, it doesn't act like it. So there you have to say is means, well, turns into and becomes, or is replaced by, or something along those lines. And then you have to stick in some other philosophical quick steps to make all of that work. If you hold to some sort of consubstantiation, that the body and blood of Christ literally and physically become present along with the substance of body and blood, again, is doesn't mean is. Again, is means accompanies, or something along those lines. In other words, various people will criticize the Reformed doctrine of the sacraments by saying, is doesn't mean is on your view. Is means represents. Is means signifies. Well, yes, is means represents or signifies in that particular place. But nobody else really has their is meaning is. They mean becomes without resembling. They mean accompanies miraculously without replacing. It's never that simple. But the advantage of the Reformed view is that it lines up with what actually happened. Christ is sitting there with his whole body intact when he hands them the bread and says, "This is my body." The original disciples were not likely to get confused on that point. And it also coheres with the nature of a sacrament. A sacrament is meant to represent, to signify, to point to. If it becomes that new reality, it's lost its significance. It's lost its signing or pointing value. So these are kind of technical, kind of difficult, challenging questions and answers, but they're responding to some very real misunderstandings that have taken place and that have caused division within the church. So they also have their due importance.